Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Deanna Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. You know, one of the greatest rewards of doing the Holy Girl Walk has been hearing from my walkers. Judy wrote to tell me, "I'm enjoying this more and more. It's a discipline I've needed. Anything to shut off the voices in my head and focus on the Word." Yes, girl, that's what we're doing, shutting off the untruthful podcast that plays in our head and turning on the truth-filled voice of God. Michelle wrote, "I have found this to be my time of peace in the chaos of the day." Yeah, me too, Michelle, me too. Jennifer had this to say, "I'm feeling so much better and craving my walking time. I'm finding ways to squeeze it in on busy days." I am so happy to hear all those good reports. Today, you're going to recite 8 verses, Psalm 91, 1-8. Now, you may find that the Lord prompts you to meditate on any of these, but let me take one more quick look at verse 8 with you. It reads, "You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked." Now, this is surely not one of those feel-good verses. In fact, I've heard it sometimes get skipped when Psalm 91 is read aloud, but we aren't women who skip verses, making scripture our security blanket. We don't take a razor blade to the passages that we don't understand fully. We dive into all of them, knowing that even the hard ones have good truth for us to grasp. Now, why are some of these hard verses in there to begin with? Wickedness. And it's the wicked who get the recompense we talked about yesterday. Okay, I'm going to say something really hard here. God hates wicked people. Harsh. I know. Psalm 11:5 tells us this fact. It reads, "The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence." He hates wicked people from his soul, from the very depth of his being. Although the word wickedness appears 119 times in the 1611 King James Version, it only shows up 61 times in the more recently translated English Standard Version that was published in 2001. We don't really like that word, wickedness, and it's a term we hardly ever hear used today. But what is wickedness? Well, the times in the Bible that it appears, it's often talking about one of 4 categories. 1, worshiping pagan gods, so idolatry. 2, sexual sin of any kind. 3, oppressing the poor. And 4, extreme cruelty in warfare. Now, you don't have to read many headlines to see that those things are alive and well in our world. And God hates that stuff as much as you do. Why? Well, aside from the obvious, his love for you and other people like you, there's also the matter of his character, which includes holiness and justice, and both of those things demand that he can't just look the other way when wicked things happen. After all, there are victims, and God is a defender of the weak. You and I must choose to bring our own evil thoughts, our own evil actions and attitudes to him in humble repentance. We've got to live in the holy fear of the Lord, that is, respect and awe for his holiness. That's what makes us stop the wickedness in our own lives. Fear of God. And then we confess it and plead for forgiveness, which he freely issues. And then he casts our sin and our wickedness as far as the east is from the west. So that, my friend, is actually really good news. We can't skip over this verse and others like it because it reminds us, 1, God loves us and protects the weak. And 2, we don't have to suffer the consequences of wickedness. We just need to repent. Okay, enough said about that. We're about to get into some more, well, I guess you would call them lighter topics in the next few days. And hey, I hope you're walking with someone. I'm walking with my mom. Though we can only walk together once a week, research indicates spending time together and exercise are both anxiety crushers. So when we do this Holy Girl Walk together, we're strapping those 2 sticks of dynamite to the power of the Word of God, and we are blowing it up in our lives. Now, here's a little tip to consider. Walk in the morning. I did that just this morning. Your body is most sensitive to the sunlight 1 hour after you wake up each morning. When you get bright sunlight in the morning, it can help you feel more alert during the day, and it has a later effect that will help you feel sleepy in the evening and fall asleep earlier. It helps you to manage and mitigate melatonin. Yeah, that's right. The melatonin you need at night to fall asleep, if you see the sunlight early in the day, your body knows when to have that kick in. But I don't care when you walk, just keep doing it. And hey, do you have a testimony about how the Holy Girl Walk is working in your life? Would you jump on my Instagram page and send me a DM, tell me all about it? Or leave me an email at danagresh.com. There you can also grab a copy of Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91. It's available exclusively at my websites, including danagresh.com. Happy walking, friend.